Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, and you're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you want to rock, you got to break the rules.
It's just a shame you missed out on rock and roll. It's over.
I hope we pass the audition.
Thought experiment.
And there used to be a way to stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll.
Welcome to another Beta Rock and Roll Thought Experiment. More rock and more thought. Today, Beta's senior rock and roll thought experiment correspondent, our very own Steve Gotcher, is going to uncover the secret history of cover versions. His guest in the laboratory is music blogger Joshua Farber.
In the early era of popular music, the idea of a cover song was unheard of. In the 1930s and 40s, people mostly bought records by song title rather than by artist. By the early 1950s, that changed. Listeners became more interested in specific musical artists, and some of those artists started performing songs that they wrote. Now, in case you're wondering, what's a cover song? It's a new version by someone other than the original composer of a previously released song, like this version of Radiohead's No Surprises by folk artist Emily Murr. But is a cover just a note-for-note remake of the original, or is there more to it than that?
Oh, I think it can't be a note-for-note recreation.
That's Joshua Farber, creator of the blog Cover Laydown, a site dedicated to covers of popular songs done in a more stripped-down acoustic style.
The covers that I like the most are the ones where the artist is really filtering what they love about the original song through their own performance and sensibility. And sometimes that results in what we might consider a relatively faithful cover, but one which clearly resonates with the artist that performs it. But sometimes that ends up with deconstructed music.
So a song stripped to its bones can take on a completely new meaning.
Caroline Herring, who performs Down South, she does a broken down version of several Cyndi Lauper songs over the course of her career that you have to know that she's covering a Cyndi Lauper song going in, or you won't even realize it until halfway through, even if you already know the original. And sometimes those performances are among the best covers there are because there's so much distance between the original and the what I would say is a reclamation of the original intent and the potential poetry of the lyrics and song.
But I see your true colors shining through.
You end up with this entirely different meaning when you see the product and get to listen to it at the end of that.
I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. Your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
A great cover, then, is one that takes the original and brings new meaning through the instrumentation, arrangement, and the musical style.
You take a fast song, you slow it down, suddenly it's wistful. But one of the things I like about looking at the sort of acoustic and folk end of coverage specifically is that I think by making almost every song distilled down to where it's raw and really intimate, regardless of whether that's a single performer or a few performers in a room, I think that intimacy itself tends to change the way in which we hear a song and the way in which we interpret its meaning.
Or one can take a raw-sounding song like In Bloom by Nirvana and make it into a lovely country ballad like this version by Sturgill Simpson.
Likes to say no, likes to shoot his gun, but you don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone.
The meaning of a song is never the same for everyone. When an artist creates their interpretation, It can be like hearing the song for the first time and lead you to the discovery of new worlds of music and artists for your playlist.
Pulling those threads is one of the joys and dangers of being a cover lover of sorts, because you can follow those threads forever and never resurface back into the real world at all. At some point, if you stop listening to original songs altogether, of course, then all you're doing is recycling. So I think one of the challenges of being someone who spends so much time with covers is actually making sure that I keep following those threads to discover new music as well.
That's music blogger Joshua Farber. He talked with Beta Steve Gotcher.